Do you ever feel lower than whale poop? I realize that's pretty low, but I'm telling you, this feeling can come from insecurities about your abilities, about your job, about your appearance, about your personality, or just insecurity about your life altogether. And so these feelings can have an opportunity to come on you and you feel, oh gosh, I feel lower than whale poop. Everybody hates me. Nobody loves me. I want to go eat dirt. Well, that's what I want to talk about today. I'm Kathy Shropshire, and this podcast is brought to you by Dean Shropshire Ministries. Let's get into finding out about that feeling of being lower than whale poop. You know, many of us have felt that way in the past, and you might be feeling that way right now. But I'm here to tell you that there's good news, that you don't have to feel lower than whale poop. And you don't have to ever feel lower than whale poop ever again. See, whether you realize it or not, you are God's prized creation. You are good stuff. Now, a lot of people don't realize this, and I think it's because they've been programmed in society that we're nothing. We're dumb. We're just nothing. We have no future. We're just good for nothing. That may be some of the verbiage that maybe your parents or a teacher said to you that kind of got on the inside of you, or maybe even a sibling said you were adopted, or, you know, there's a myriad of things that have been said to you as a child that still can affect the way you feel right now, the way you feel about yourself. But I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go by what others say about you or what the thoughts that you've had from a bad relationship or what other people have said to you. You don't have to go by those things. You don't have to feel based on what they say. We want to turn our attention today on what does God say about us. And when we think about what he says about us, that lifts our spirits. That makes us feel like, oh no, I'm not insecure. I am secure in him. I'm not lower than whale poop. I am above the circumstances, not below all the circumstances. And so this is what happened. And I just want to go back a little bit to the garden so you can see how important God's plan was at the very beginning. In the garden, you can read in Genesis 1, 2, and 3, where God made his prized creation, which was man. He made, you know, all the veggies, all the trees, all the grass. He made the animals. But he wasn't satisfied with that because why? They could not communicate with him. They were just there. And God made man, and he put into him, the Bible says he breathed into him the breath of life. He breathed into him his life, his breath. And then it says, as you read along, that they walked and talked every day. They communicated every day in the garden. They communicated one with another. And I'm sure that was a really special time for Adam. But we know that God gave them a job to do and also told them certain things that they were to be obedient in. And the main thing was that, okay, you can eat of every tree, all of these beautiful trees in the garden, but that one tree, that tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't eat. Well, we know what happened. He ate, and his wife with him, ate. And that immediately caused spiritual death. No longer did he have the life and nature of God on the inside of him. And as time progressed, he died physically also. So you see, there were consequences to disobedience. And I'm sure he felt lower than whale poop, don't you know? Because he got kicked out of the garden and he could see, oh, that was wonderful living in the garden. All my needs were met. I had to guard and tend the garden, and I let the ball down. I didn't guard it, and I let old snake face in, and then I disobeyed. I ate the tree of knowledge of good and evil fruit, and therefore I'm out here where there's thorns and there's thistles and I have to work for a living. So I'm sure he felt lower than whale poop. But you see, Jesus was sent by God to turn all that around. God was unwilling for his prized creation to live in sin, to live without the life and nature of God on the inside of him, to live following the dictates under the bondage of the enemy. So God had a plan, and you know that plan as you read through the Old Testament. It took him all of the Old Testament plus part of the New to get Jesus on the scene, but praise God, when Jesus came on the scene, he turned everything around. He turned it all around for mankind, and he provided a way where we could be a child of God, where we could be restored to what Adam had before the fall, where we could have the life and nature of God on the inside of us, where we could live with all our needs met, where we could walk and talk with God every single day and have communion and fellowship with him, because sin separates from that. That kind of communion, that kind of fellowship, or like I like to call it in the Greek, it's called koinonia, that sweet fellowship. So we have a choice now. He provided the way through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, through redemption is what we call it. He paid the price for your sin and mine. He went to the cross. He died on the cross for your sin and your sickness. He went to hell and he kicked the devil's butt after he paid the price in hell. He had to go to hell and pay the price. Otherwise, you would have to go to hell. He went to hell, paid the price. After he paid the price, God said enough and raised him up. And he sat him at his own right hand, and that's where Jesus is today. So Jesus paid it all, and he sent the Holy Spirit to the earth to complete the work that he had started. Jesus provided a way that we could be saved, that we could be born again. Romans 10, 9 and 10. You can write this down and mark it and read it in your Bible. It tells us how to do this. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So you have to understand that through Jesus, we have a way to be restored to the victorious, overcoming life that Adam had. And that's what Jesus said. Jesus came so he could destroy the works of the dumb devil who's keeping people in bondage. I pray that you're not in bondage right now. At the end of this lesson, if you are in bondage to the devil and you want freedom, then I'll pray with you so that you can be a child of God, so that you can be free from the bondage of Satan. So when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, your past is forgiven and your future is bright and you're a child of God. And you realize that I am special. I am God's creation. You are chosen. You are chosen of God. You are God's special creation. You are good stuff. When you sit and you think about why you're you, like God made you the way you are. He made your hair the color it is. He made your well, mine's dyed, but your eyes, the color that they are, your skin, the color that it is. God, the Bible says he meticulously formed you in the belly of your mother. That's how much he cares for you. And in addition to meticulously forming your physical body, he has a plan for your life. He's already figured it out. He's got a good plan for your life. And once you make Jesus the Lord of your life, then that's when you need to say, okay, I'm going to follow your plan. You see, when you're a child of God, you get preferential treatment. Yeah, you have favor. You have favor. That's right. He's your daddy. And he loves you. And he wants the very best for you. He wants you to think like he thinks. He wants you to see yourself as he sees you. He doesn't see you as fat or skinny or ugly or dumb or stupid or unwanted or any of the things that the world and society tries to perpetrate on you. No, he doesn't see you that way. But see, we've been programmed to think like that rather than think like God thinks, and rather than really get our thinking up to realize that, no, I'm not going to believe all that stuff. I'm going to believe what God says about me. So I want to go over some scriptures that will help you know what God thinks about you and what God says about you. Because after all, you know, he's the manufacturer. He knows best. He manufactured you and he knows best. So this is what he says. Here's a scripture in 1 John 5:4. And it says, God says that you are an overcomer, victorious in this life. That's what he says about you. Now, you may be in debt up to your ears. You may be whatever. But this is what God says. And when you believe with all of these scriptures, when you begin to believe what God says, it will just push out or eliminate all those feelings of insecurity. Yes, there's some things you have to do. For instance, if you're up to your ears in debt, there's some things you have to do to get out of debt. Quit spending and then begin to start paying off those debts. I mean, I'm an accountant. I know how to do that. But I'm telling you, you have to get it right in here. You can't always see yourself at a low level. You need to see yourself, like the Bible even says, that you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, above the circumstances, not beneath. So here's something else that God says about you. 1 Timothy 1:7. This is huge. God says that he's given you a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. He hasn't given you a spirit of fear. Fear is a killer. It will eat like a cancer in your body. It will spread. So you got to nip it in the bud. You got to get rid of fear. This is what else God says about you. In Genesis 12:2, he said, I will bless you so you can be a blessing. There's so much that I could really preach on all of these scriptures, but I'm just going to go through and let you meditate on these scriptures. Write them down. Go to your Bible. Find them. And begin to think about what God says. I choose to believe what he says rather than some of the other stuff I've heard on my all my life. In Deuteronomy 31:6-8, it says, he loves you and he will never leave you or forsake you. That's a big deal. Because people are alone when they're in a group of people. They're insecure. They're lonely. But when you have this reality on the inside of you, that I'm never alone. Even if I'm in a room all by myself, I'm not alone because God is with me. He will never leave you or forsake you. Oh, I've done such bad stuff. No, He will never leave you or forsake you. What about Romans 8, 31 and 32? I like this scripture. God says, if He is for you, which He is, then nothing or no thing can sustain against you. No one can sustain against you. If God is for you, nothing can sustain against you or prevail against you. Romans 8, 38 and 39 says that nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Nothing. And this last one that I want to give you, there's so many more, but I just want to give you these scriptures that will lift your spirits, will help you eliminate that feeling of being lower than whale poop, because you're not. You're not lower than whale poop. And that's how you need to see yourself. And that's what you need to say. I'm not lower than whale poop. I'm good stuff. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This one says, God says, this is in Luke 10, 19. God says, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Guys, the Word of God is so full and so rich of affirmations, things that God thinks about you. You know, we've taken in things that our parents have said about you, about us, or our siblings have said about us that maybe have haunted us all our life, but you've got to erase, 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 and get yourself in the Word of God. Get yourself confessing these things and realize that God's opinion is the only one that matters. Every day when you get up, instead of letting feelings consume you, flip it and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And you say that even though your butt's dragging, you say it and it will change. It will change your attitude. It will change your countenance. It will change you. Just try it. It works. I'm telling you, the first step in realizing all that God has for you and all God has made you to be is first and foremost making Jesus the Lord of your life. If you are already a Christian and you've allowed these thoughts of being lower than whale poop to just consume you, then you need to repent. You need to ask God to forgive you. And pull yourself up by the bootstraps and get in the Word. And go over these affirmations. Go over these confessions and begin to say what God says about you. But those of you who don't know Jesus, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. You've never said, Jesus, come into my life. I don't even understand this God loves me, God thinks I'm good stuff. Then I want you to make that decision right now. I want you to, from your heart, pray with me so that your life can be totally transformed, so that you can make Jesus the Lord of your life, so that you can become a child of God, so that you don't have to deal with this stuff. You can take authority over it. And you can realize, hey, God's opinion is the only one that matters because He loves me. He sent His Son Jesus to die for me. I am so good stuff. I'm so special. I'm His prized possession. So if you want to, from the heart, make Jesus the Lord of your life, I want you to pray this prayer after me. Say this, believing. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you sent Jesus to die for me. And right now, I confess Jesus as my Lord. I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. And I thank you for saving me. And from this day forward, I will seek your face. I will get in your word so I can learn how to be an obedient child. I love you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and saving me. Thank you that I'm now saved. I'm born again. I'm a Christian. I'm a child of God. And I'm on my way to heaven. And I can have heaven on earth. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the family. If you made that decision, click the link below and let us know so we can send you some information that will help you in your journey. Find a good church. You got to grow up in the things of God. Find a good church that preaches the uncompromised word of God. And be sure and tune in to Choose Life Church YouTube channel. Listen to the messages. They will inspire you. They will help you and encourage you to grow up. And we're here to help you. And let me tell you, don't ever forget. Don't ever forget, as long as you live, that God loves you and that you are good stuff.